It gives me fever.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Seems like everybody just keeps taking this economy's temperature. Some people say it needs continued medical attention. Others say the mercury's been coming down, if very slowly. That's what we're getting today from the National Association for Business Economics. Its survey shows while some companies have yet to reach bottom, demand is stabilizing. Sarah Johnson is managing director with IHS Global Insight.
One interesting development is that the economists are no longer marking down their forecasts. I think that's a very hopeful sign that we're near a turning point.
The business survey says companies are still cutting back, but respondents say the job picture will likely get better later this year. Markets were flat on Friday with only slight gains for the Dow and NASDAQ, but markets had gains last week of around 7% on Wall Street. European stocks are mostly higher right now, about 1.5% for most of them. Asian markets were up too today. The Hang Seng shot up 3.5%. No trading today in Japan for Ocean Day there. Markets in most places are responding favorably to the news. CIT reportedly cut a $3 billion deal with its bondholders to avoid bankruptcy. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us from our New York Bureau live with the latest. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what do we know so far?
Well, nothing is confirmed at this point, but an announcement is expected sometime this morning. It looks like CIT Group was able to get $3 billion in emergency financing from its bondholders. You may recall that last week, the lender failed to get extra help from the government, so bankruptcy was looking more and more likely. And this is a lender that supports thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. If it failed, it could threaten the economic recovery. So investors seem to like this news today of a potential rescue.
So, Amy, if this deal goes through, is CIT out of the woods?
Well, this is a temporary fix. Basically, it buys CIT time to restructure and to pay down some of its debt. The interest rate on the loan is reportedly high, more than 10%, so it's not a cheap fix. And, you know, the bank faces a tough road ahead with rising unemployment and delinquency rates on loans. This deal, though, may be a good sign for the economy. If private investors are willing to step in to rescue a troubled bank, you know, maybe the government no longer has to.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us from our New York Bureau. Amy, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com.
Ah, earnings season. So exciting, so informative, so many this week. Today we got word that Hasbro profits rose by 5%. That beat Wall Street expectations. Transformers and G.I. Joe popular among the kiddies and some adults, too. We also get reports today from Halliburton and Texas Instruments. Microsoft comes out Thursday. And analysts differ over how the software giant is faring in this recession. Here's Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon.
New versions of Windows typically boost Microsoft's stock price. It's also won some points with ad experts for its response to those cheeky I'm a Mac ads from rival Apple.
That's supposed to be the Macs. They're kind of popular at this age.
Oh, these are way more money, dude.
They agree. It's a PC.
But while Microsoft has been trying to spruce up its image, it may have taken its eyes off another key market, mobile operating systems. They're used in compact netbooks and cell phones run by software from competitors such as Google and Apple.
Yep. There's an app for just about anything, only on the iPhone.
At Argus Research, analyst Jackson Turner says bit by bit, Microsoft's been losing operating system market share, and that trend is likely to continue.
Users are getting comfortable with fairly simple operating systems, and I believe that's going to translate into a broader acceptance of operating systems other than Windows.
So much so, Turner contends that he just downgraded Microsoft shares from buy to sell. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
We've been hearing a lot about bank earnings for the past week, and we'll get Morgan Stanley numbers Wednesday. It seems there's been no shortage of positive news coming from the financials. Is it bunk talk or bank talk? Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So financial earnings still coming out. What are we expecting?
Well, what I'm expecting is whatever the earnings are from whatever companies to hear all sorts of commentaries from Wall Street about how these earnings show that things are getting better.
But is that the truth?
They may believe it to be the truth. I don't believe it to be the truth.
Why?
Because I look at a lot of these earnings statements and I see things like in the Goldman Sachs statements, for instance, where it says, by the way, commercial property is trouble. You look at the J.P. Morgan earnings and they're saying, well, gee, we had these write-offs and big losses on mortgages. So depending on whether you think the earnings of these companies matter or what's happening with people and the borrowers matter, you can interpret this any way you choose.
So this is all about sort of finagling the facts.
Well, it's about the word spinning, because a lot of the stuff is ambiguous, and I'm interpreting it my way because that's what I see and that's what I think. But if I were in the Treasury and wanted to have optimism, or I were in the Fed or the White House or on Wall Street where they've never seen anything that's not a reason to buy, I'd say more optimistic things.
But gosh, Alan, if I'm the average listener, I'm asking myself the question, you know, how am I going to get down to the nuts and bolts of what's really going on? Where do I find that information? How do I sort of look through all of this, as you call it, spin?
Well, of course, one way is you just listen to me and assume that I'm completely right about everything. I mean, that works for me, may not work for the listeners. And the other thing is you accept the fact that things are murky, stuff might or might not be starting to turn, and right now, there is no such thing as an objective truth you can find, and you try to muddle through, which is what we've been talking about now on this program for 2 years of, you know, keep your head down, don't get into too much debt, and, you know, just try to survive.
And we shall see. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us this morning. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And your thoughts on the bank reports? Share them with us at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.